Categorisation or employment status has been looked at in a separate podcast from the income tax standpoint. But there are differences in the treatment of certain workers under the NIC's regulations. An earner is anyone who derives remuneration or profit from an employment, and an employment includes any trade, business, profession, office or vocation, and the exercise of the powers and duties of a public or local authority. Contributions are payable by either employed earners or self-employed earners. If an individual is an employed earner, and I've said this already, contributions will also be payable by a secondary contributor, and that is normally the employer. At this point, it is appropriate for me to point out that the definition of employed earner includes an office holder, such as an executive or non-executive director. I frequently see problems arising where a non-executive director is treated as self-employed for income tax purposes, where in fact the earnings are the earnings of an office and should strictly suffer Class 1 primary and secondary national insurance contributions. HMRC does allow such monies received as fees by a partnership to be treated as part of the partnership profits and therefore attracting only Class 4 NICs, not Class 1 NICs. The point about that is the monies go to the partnership, not to the individual partner who may hold an office as a lawyer or some other form of partnership arrangement. NIC regulations require that certain groups of workers should be categorised as employed earners, which is Class 1, or self-employed earners, which is Class 2, although they might otherwise be treated differently for income tax purposes. Some of these examples are as follows. Office cleaners are treated as employed earners by regulation. Part-time or visiting lecturers, teachers, or instructors are categorised as employed earners, irrespective of the status for income tax purposes, where they may be self-employed. But this applies where tuition or instruction is to be given at an educational establishment on at least 3 days in a 3-month period. You might have the music teacher visiting a school giving lessons to the children. If the payments are made by the parents to the teacher, not by the school, then NICs are probably not due. Needs to be looked at. Another one that's special is actors, musicians and other performers who may be taxed as self-employed. Notably, following the success of two actors, Messrs. McCowan and West, who won their case for self-employment. But as a result of new regulations, which were introduced in 2003, although self-employed for tax purposes, they will be categorised as employed earners for Class 1 NICs purposes. In reality, this is to protect the very many actors who are in and out of work and need to protect their benefits entitlement. There are some exceptions from employed earner status for what are known as key talent artists, paid a fee for the production instead of salary, and also for session musicians and singers, usually engaged through a musicians' union-approved contract. Employment of a person by his or her spouse or civil partner will be treated as employed earner. Ministers of religion are generally treated as employed earners. Examiners, moderators, etc. of certain examining bodies are treated as self-employed. Electoral workers and domestic employment by close relatives are generally exempt from NICs. The message for everyone is to be aware of these special differences between the income tax rules and the NIC rules, which otherwise could catch you out.